Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Just as a reminder, visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. There you can download a learner's guide to follow along with us today. You can learn more about some of the virtual training that we are doing in the year 2021. Or even if you have a topic or something that you're struggling with as a leader that you'd like Perry and I to address, you can leave that information on that site. Well, today's topic is entitled Strengthening Your Leadership Mindset with Executive Presence. That was a very adult
title, wasn't it?
My goodness, how long did you work on that? No, I always give him a hard time about his titles, but this one I like, Strengthening Your Leadership Mindset with Executive Presence. And I know that we have done podcasts in the past on executive presence. Matter of fact, I think it was number 61, or you mm-hmm. can, on the website, you'll be able to kind of scroll down and see that executive presence podcast. But today we're going to talk about executive presence as it pertains to how you see yourself as a leader and your leadership mindset. And I'm excited to dive in this today with Perry, because Perry and I have actually had multiple conversations with this in years ago, which is crazy to think it was years ago. Mm-hmm. Perry and I actually sat down and he kind of coached me through really what this meant, what it looked like. And we kind of brainstormed back and forth and spoke into my leadership around this when it comes to executive presence and starting with the mindset. So Perry, fired up to talk about this today. Talk a little bit about what your thoughts were in creating this.
Yeah, so we've been talking leadership mindset over the last weeks, and just a reminder that that's we view the your leadership mindset is kind of a lens through which we see ourselves in a role of a leader. When I sense someone still has an individual contributor mindset, I'll often ask them to rate their level of executive presence. And when I get an answer that they have little or no executive presence, I know they may have a leadership mindset issue. And it all comes down to how do you see yourself? And I love this topic, executive presence, and how we present ourselves to others. Do others see us that way? And I think we mentioned on a podcast or two ago about that. I find some people getting into leadership positions, even if they don't have a title, but they're a team leader or they're a supervisor or something, that they have an imposter syndrome. Like, I couldn't possibly be the leader. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, I think we would support that everybody can be the leader. It's about developing your influence, and that's what you should be working on, is how do you develop influence with others. And then if you do get a title, the title is really just the lowest level of influence there is. You need to build it from there. So what are your thoughts on executive presence?
Yeah, it's interesting how you kind of have kicked this off here, because I've always kind of considered, as a matter of fact, when you and I started talking about this years ago, the executive presence being about how other people see me, right? Like, which now that I say that out loud and I verbalize that with our listeners, boy, that sounded so self-serving. That's not how I meant it to be. But it's interesting because what you're talking about, and we're going to dive into today, is the executive presence of how you see yourself, right? Like, and how you carry yourself in that mindset. And if you don't see yourself as having that, you're going to really struggle to have a strong leadership mindset. So let's go back and even from some of our conversations, or maybe even some of the leaders that you're working with, because we work with all levels of leaders. Some are, the first line leaders early in the leadership, some are in the middle management, others are executive level. But how would you coach someone to develop their leadership mindset by increasing their executive presence?
Yeah, the description or definition of executive presence that I've really adopted, I love it so much, from Sylvia Ann Hewlett. It's a great read if you haven't read her work on executive, just titled, remarkably enough, Executive Presence. She breaks it out, executive presence, into three components, one being gravitas, the second being communication, and the third being appearance. And so when I think about those three, maybe we should look at them separately, maybe see the strengths and struggles that we might find for leaders that that struggle in this area. Gravitas is an interesting word. I often laugh at myself because I was doing a presentation on it, and I decided I was doing an international. I was going to a bunch of different countries, and I decided that I would be really slick on my charts. I would translate, because gravitas, you know, trying to explain it to someone, what is gravitas? I would put it in their local language. And so I looked up, you know, gravitas in French is gravitas. And so I looked up gravitas in Spanish is gravitas. So then, well, what's gravitas in Swedish? So it's gravitas. Oh, this is one of those Latin-y Greek words or something that is the same in all languages. So I had a good laugh at myself. And my wife had even a better laugh because I took 2 years of Latin in school, and she thinks that that was a big waste of time.
Hey,
and
I just listen. I think you just outed yourself that you didn't have too much gravitas putting together this presentation.
That's right. So anyway, gravitas is where we get the word gravity. And it's really about being a heaviness, a weightiness. When we think about considering your leadership mindset, you know, we think of a leader being a serious person, and it's how you carry yourself. When you enter a room, you know, do people know it? Is your presence known? Is it felt? Is it heaviness felt? And you know, I don't know how you see it. Can you tell when someone has gravitas? Does that reveal itself to you?
You know, it's funny. I don't think that, I think about it that way. You know, usually it's like, you know, hey, look, Perry just jumped into this, walked into this room of the Zoom meeting. Look at the gravitas, you know, that he has. Like, I don't think that is necessarily the conversation you're having with yourself, but you can tell. I think you can tell. And it's more, it's like maybe the, I think about it when they say, you know, he or she has the it factor, you know, like that is similar to having that is a little bit of that quiet confidence to have that kind of the grace and the consistency, no matter what's going on around them. You're not shaken by questions that you're receiving from people. You just, I like the quiet confidence of kind of how you put this in here. And so, you know your stuff, right? Now you don't get rattled. That's another word. You don't get rattled. You seem to have integrity, honesty. You tell the truth. And so I think that we can tell when someone has it. I definitely don't think we go around asking ourselves that question of whether they have it, or being like, hey, Perry's got that gravitas, check him out. But you do know.
Right. Well, Sylvia Ann Hewlett talks about being five questions deep. That always stuck with me, is that why would being five questions deep matter? And you think about it, if you have this gravitas, if you have this presence when you walk into a room and someone disagrees with you or challenges you, you're not shaken by that. You go ahead. I may not know it all. Tell me, what do you see that I don't see? And you have that. I think that's the strength. We talk about strength and struggles of these three components. The strength of having gravitas is an air of confidence that it's really twofold. It's how you see yourself. As I see myself, I have that leader mindset. I am the leader here. I'm coming into the room, and I know my stuff, but I don't know everything, and I'm okay with that. But the second part is how others will see me, is that, wow, he or she really has an air of confidence about them, that they believe what they're doing. I think the struggle is if you can develop an arrogance about it. If you're the boss and everyone better know that, I'm the boss and you better know that you kind of have that forced gravitas that you put on people. Your ego is involved. You might exhibit, maybe you see it come out negatively in bully tendencies, where you might try to walk or talk over people, find to blame others. It's a very ugly side of having that presence that not really doesn't help your influence at all.
So when you think about this gravitas, to your point, and things that you should be working on, I really want to, this whole value other people's input point of view, you don't need to come across as the smartest person in the room. And here's what I was thinking about as you were talking, and I was filtering some of my thoughts. Jason Grant, one of our team members here, works with a lot of organizations. I hear him use this example all the time, which is there's really two types of leaders. You know, one where he or she walks into the room and you know that they're the smartest person in the room, right? Or he or she walks in the room, they leave, and they made you feel like the smartest person in the room. And that's that back to that quiet confidence. And so when you think about that second example is a leader that has gravitas, who, you know, they're very confident. They have that quiet confidence. They know their stuff. If they were to ask some questions, they could probably have the ability to turn that answer into a question to learn more about your perspective, your point of view. And they listen to others. And so I think those are a couple of things that I think about when we begin to work on how do we become more, have more executive presence. And then obviously around this area, the gravitas.
Yeah. The second area that is brought up is this about communication, that people can tell you your leadership mindset through your communication, your executive presence. This is really, really make or break our executive presence. I found that once you open your mouth, we often give away how we see ourselves. Do you see yourself as a leader? Do you see yourself as an individual contributor? Are you taking a back seat? Are you in the front seat? Are you concise and compelling in your communication? Do you talk too much? You don't say much of value that people, you know, you're just talking for no reason. Can you be assertive without being harsh? Are you passive or indecisive? You know, there's a balance in here about being assertive without, you know, hurting someone else, about walking over people, but you'd also want to be passive or indecisive. That executive presence shows up there. Are you respectful of other people, especially if you disagree with them? Can you still be respectful? Or do you confront others as one of your defense mechanisms? And I think, you know, really this area of communication reveals itself very quickly in an exchange with someone, is that you come across how you see yourself. Go back to that gravitas, that I'm five questions deep. I have confidence and I value you. And it's okay for you to know something I don't know. And I'm going to communicate in a way that is compelling and concise.
Yeah. And I think in leaders that I feel have that executive presence, the things that I've seen is that, man, they're great listeners, right? I think here's one thing when I think about this and listening, is that people can be in a room with hundreds of people, but man, when they make you feel like you're the only person in that room having that conversation, that type of listening skills of leaders that I've been around that kind of have this ability of communication, they also know how, and I think John does this really well. And you and I had the opportunity to be in a meeting this morning with John was on there. And just, man, they don't take themselves too seriously, right? Like they communicate with humor a lot of times, self-deprecating. It's not about humor at somebody else's expense. Matter of fact, I love you have referenced in a previous podcast that we did, you know, Alan Mulally talking about, you know, in one of his rules of their organization was at Ford and at Boeing was, we never, ever as a team member make a joke or laugh at somebody else's expense. But they have the ability to make people laugh, not at other people's expense. And I think John does that so well. The other thing that, matter of fact, Mark, our CEO, was talking about as we were wrapping up that meeting, and I think this goes right into this communication piece, to where we were talking about kind of the weight and being the steward of some of John's leadership abilities and principles. And we were talking about his ability when he's speaking to go into any room and communicate to that audience, no matter the industry, the demographic, it doesn't matter. And when you know, when you're able to communicate like that, I think that's a skill set that, man, you would really want to develop as a leader.
Yeah, for sure. And it just shows itself really quickly when you open your mouth. Yeah. The third area of executive presence is appearance. I will tell you that if they rated the three, Sylvie Ann Hewitt teaches that gravitas is number one, communication is number two, executive presence is the least important of the three. However, it's the first thing that people see, and it can affect the first impression people have about you. So Before I say more on this one, what do you think a leader looks like?
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, they can't see us today. We're on Zoom, by the way, just being very cautious, coming back from the holidays and doing social distancing. But if you could see the two guys on camera right now, as well as Jake, the guy that our producer and handles all, that right there would tell you exactly what a good leader would look like.
So tall, fit, and handsome. Is that what
you're saying? That's it. That's it.
No, that's not it. Appearance for executive presence has nothing to do with being tall, fit, and handsome. Actually, she uses in her book, she says it's not the 6'4 guy from Central Casting. It's it's appearance when it comes to executive presence and how you see yourself as a leader is more about grooming and polish. And, you know, how do you carry yourself? Do you dress appropriately for the role? You don't have to be wearing expensive suits and designer shoes, but have you taken the time to groom yourself, polish yourself, and carry yourself well? Do you still try and look like one of the team members or one of the, you know, trying to be cool or inappropriately dressed for the audience that you're with, or do you dress appropriately for the role? So it's a fine line. I think people often think you need to look a certain way, but no, I love this one actually, because it says that you can carry yourself in a way that shows that you see yourself as a leader, and it will help others to see you as a leader.
Yeah, John talks about the hardest person to lead is yourself. Always will be. Got to figure out how to lead yourself. And he teaches that you must first connect with yourself before you can connect with others. And I think what we're really talking about today with this executive presence and you talking about these three areas, as I kind of wrap up with gravitas, communication, and appearance, these are three areas. And here's the interesting paradigm shift today, hopefully for our listeners, is we often think about executive presence, or I did initially, is that how other people see you. Now, this last point that we just talked about, when we talked about appearance, right, that it has some of that visual from what other people see of you. But really what we want you to take away from today is that it starts with yourself. It starts with how you see yourself, your quiet confidence, how you carry yourself through that process, how you communicate and connect with people. And so as you begin to think about this and people say, man, he or she needs a little bit more executive presence, I think Perry and I would challenge you today to say, do you view that in yourself? That has to start internally first. It starts with you in order for you to have that mindset before it will become obvious to other people. And remember, we don't look at each other and say, look at Perry, he's got gravitas, he's got great communication appearance, and so he's got executive presence. No, it's something that people just kind of notice, feel, and understand about you that just happens because it all started with the inside first.
That's right. Well said. Thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us. If you want more on the five levels or about this topic, you can find all that or the learner guide for this one as well at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also leave a comment for us there. We love hearing from you. And we're very grateful that you would spend this time with us each week. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.